Now, we've heard that Padre Pio's Mass was something incredible. It was something very special. It was like no other Mass on earth. And it was actually as if Padre Pio was walking with our Lord at Calvary. At his crucifixion, it was being made present again. And this is according to the witnesses who were at the Mass. So how would Padre Pio now go about completing this picture? Let's have a look at how he'd make his thanksgiving. Hello friends, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our channel Following Padre Pio. And on this channel, we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. And we would encourage everyone to be part of this Padre Pio apostolate. And if you would help us by liking our video and sharing these videos with your friends and colleagues, then we would really appreciate that. Also, just a reminder that we do have a Mass every Friday. We bring your intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. To enroll your intentions, just see the video on the end screen. Padre Pio often used this particular expression. And he said it would be easier for the world to exist without the Son than without the Holy Mass. That was the importance, how critical the Mass is to all of us. And Padre Pio believed fully that Jesus was truly present in the sacrifice of the Mass. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. And of course, this was during the celebration of the Mass. And this great gift, our Lord coming to him in the Mass, it certainly inflamed his own heart with this very deep and sincere and abiding love of God. And he also said, at times during the Mass, I am consumed by the fire of divine love and my face seems to burn. So that's how the intensity of our Lord's love for him was during the Mass. And this was visible for people to see. So now let us imagine for a moment that Padre Pio has just been consumed by this profound fire of divine love. Then what does he do after that? It is just a disconnect and he goes back to life as normal? Or is it more like a flame that slowly burns down and affects the rest of his day? So let's take a look at Padre Pio's thanksgiving that he prayed after receiving Holy Communion. And just a personal note, we can see here that Padre Pio says 14 times, "Stay with me, Lord." So we see our saint's reliance on divine assistance and his tremendous acts of humility in this. And this is how he begins, "Stay with me, Lord, because I am weak and I need your strength that I may not fall so often." He's a saint and he talks of falling, but he needs our Lord's help. "Stay with me, Lord, for you are my life. And without you, I am without meaning." And a third time he says, "Stay with me, Lord, for you are my light, and without you, I am in darkness." And he reiterates, "Stay with me, Lord, to show me your will. Stay with me so that I can hear your voice and follow you. And stay with me, Lord, for I desire to love you evermore and to be always in your company." And then the seventh time he says, "Stay with me, Lord, if you wish me to be always faithful to you." He continues, "Stay with me, Lord, for as poor as my soul is, I wish it to be a place of consolation for you, a dwelling of your love." And then on the ninth time, he says, stay with me, Lord. Stay with me, Jesus, for it is getting late. And the days are coming to a close, and the life is passing. Death, judgment, and eternity are drawing near. It is necessary to renew my strength so that I will not stop along the way. For that I need you. It is getting late and death approaches. I fear the darkness, the temptations, the dryness, the cross, the sorrows. Oh, how I need you, my Jesus, in this night of exile. And then a tenth time, Padre Pio says, stay with me, Jesus, because in the darkness of life, with all its dangers, I need you. Help me to recognize you as your disciples did at the breaking of the bread, so that the Eucharistic communion be the light which disperses darkness, the power which sustains me, the unique joy of my heart. Again he says, stay with me, Lord, because at the hour of my death, I want to be one with you, and if not by communion, at least by your grace and love. Once again, stay with me, Jesus. I do not ask for divine consolations, because I do not deserve them, but I only ask for the gift of your presence. Oh yes, I ask this of you. And then a final time, Padre Pio says, stay with me, Lord, for I seek you alone, your love, your grace, and your will, your heart, your spirit, because I love you, and I ask for more, for no other reward, but to love you more and more with a strong, active love. Grant that I may love you with all my heart while on earth, so that I can continue to love you perfectly throughout all eternity, dear Jesus. And with that, he completes his thanksgiving. But we can see how important it is. He's emphasizing these points, trying to draw Jesus to stay on with him for the remainder of the day. And so when we've all received communion, we should also make a thanksgiving. Perhaps we can use this one as our model. And coming soon, we do have other videos on Padre Pio's life. So please do join us for these videos. Our videos come out every Tuesday and on Thursday and once again on Saturday. Make sure that you have subscribed to our channel and that you have clicked that reminder bell so that you can receive notifications of these future videos as we make them. And do be part of our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our videos and sharing the videos and enrolling for your mass prayer intentions.